We felt, I suppose, after the last couple of performances we've had, that we were heading in the right direction, and we felt that maybe it was the right time to play City and we could turn them over. But I think, not disappointed with a draw, because it's probably a fair result, but we've taken part in a really good game today, and we've shown them and ourselves what we can do, and we just have to take it on going forward.
How much understanding did you have of why Joey's goals were getting disallowed? It looks like an offside for the first one, but the second one had us all confused.
Yeah, the first one, obviously you can't see from the angle where I'm at, but the second one I could see Joe had kicked it twice, and it's one of those where you hope the ref hasn't seen it and he gives it, but it's pretty self-explanatory once you've seen it. And I think the lads who hadn't seen it originally, once the ref explained it, it was all right then.
How much did Harry talk to you about this week, about getting at City and how vulnerable they were? Obviously they played in Europe during the week.
Yeah, he's been happy with us for the last few weeks and how we've performed, and that's what he's wanted, is just to continue that form, that sort of pressure and that intensity in our play. And regardless of whether it's Man City or Chelsea last week, it's difficult to play against, and we have to keep trying to do that and imposing that style on other teams that we play against.
I spoke to you out in Germany when Rio and Steven were joining up, and you might maybe not thought you was going to play as often. Just played 90 minutes with Aguero. Has it surprised you how much you're playing, and are you enjoying it as much?
Yeah, I love playing. It's not surprising. I mean, we've got a squad and three of the centre-halves are over 35, so we're going to play games and we're going to have rest and we're going to miss out at times, and we just have to share it around them, and we're in there trying to help the team as much as we can. But I think it's about the team, and the last month has been brilliant, and it's something that we can build on, and once the international break is over we can go into a run of games where they're not as daunting as playing Chelsea and Man City. It's the difficulty, but the way we're playing, we fancy our chances.
How good is it to get Diego Costa and Aguero out the way for a little while as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the top two teams in the country in the last week we've played now, so it can hopefully, fingers crossed, only get easier from here on in. And I think we've given a good account of ourselves over the last 2 weeks, so we can just be confident to happen once we start back again.
You've got the international break now. Is it a little bit annoying that you can't build on that momentum and play Newcastle and Leicester, those games you've got coming up straight away?
No, I think it's good. I think we can be proud of ourselves today. The performance was good, and we can go and relax a little bit for a few days, you know, and get ready for the game against Newcastle, and we get put our foot back on the gas and just go again, but with fresh legs, and hopefully the whole squad will be fit enough to up to scratch again by then. So it's nice to have the break, and hopefully after we can kick on.
Richard, you mentioned this is the latest in a series of games where QPR have played well. Why is that? Why have you started playing better?
I think the manager said beforehand that the lads who came in probably hadn't settled in, hadn't got their fitness levels where they wanted it. And I think you've seen, once they've come up to scratch, the performances in the last month have come as well. And little combinations, I mean, between Eduardo and Maurizio on the right wing has helped the team. And Leroy looks fit. Sandro's starting to play. I know he got injured today, but the whole team is just sort of... It probably takes time to adjust to the Premier League for us, and we've had that little spell, and now we've kicked on, and we have to kick on again after the break.
It says something that you were disappointed not to get a point at Stamford Bridge and disappointed not to get a win against Manchester City, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's great, and it's good for us. I mean, we don't want to be happy to lose games and not win and stuff like that, but we have to take what we can from them, and the performances have been good, and I think the fans appreciate the effort and the performances that have gone in over the last month, and I think together we can feed off them, and they can push us along, and we can hopefully have a better second half of the season.
And Sergio Aguero is an incredibly difficult player to contend with. So many defenders will be able to confirm that.
Yeah, he's a top player, and he doesn't need many opportunities, you know, and he doesn't miss very often, and he's so sharp that he could have scored a half-full today probably at different times, but he's that's what we're up against, and we today he got two goals, but from our point of view, we look at the other end, we could have got five or six, you know, ourselves. So it's just one of those things. It's football, and we had Diego Costa last week, and now we have him this week, and I'm sure the next week there'll be another one who's on fire as well. So it's never easy.
Does it mean that you go forward from now with a renewed sense of belief that this team can survive in the Premier League?
Yeah, that's what we've always sort of believed, and the results don't go for you, and you start getting a little bit of doubt and this like that. But the manager's always said to us that we can do it and we will do it. So it's, we're starting to believe in it, and the performance has obviously increased that belief. So we're hopefully, we feel like we'll be all right, but it's obviously the results is the big thing. The performances are great, but without points, it doesn't matter.